Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If starting an exercise routine was among your New Year's resolutions, congratulate yourself if you're sticking to it. Molly Bray, professor of nutritional sciences at the University of Texas at Austin, reveals how genetics can influence your ability to work your way into those old genes.
Many Americans will resolve to start an exercise program in the new year. Of those who start, unfortunately, many will quit within the first few workouts. Physical activity in the United States is below recommended levels, even among young people. In 2003, we began an exercise study called the Tiger Study, designed to identify genes that influence response to exercise training. We invited inactive undergraduates to participate in a 30-minute, 3-day-per-week course. To date, more than 3,000 individuals have participated in this ongoing study. Participants receive a physical exam before, during, and after the exercise program that includes measures of body composition, cardiovascular risk factors, and genes. During exercise sessions, participants use computerized heart rate monitors to guide them in performing aerobic exercise. Our data show that exercise adherence is closely tied to levels of exercise intensity and duration. The longer a participant maintains an optimal heart rate, and the higher the heart rate, the more likely that person is to complete the program. We hypothesize that the positive changes that result from working out longer and more intensely may actually help people to stick to a program. Our research also shows that exercise can feel harder for some compared to others, and those feelings may be related to genes. If your New Year's resolution includes beginning to exercise, you can maximize your chances of making this lifestyle change permanent by working at a higher pace and being consistent, especially with the first 3 or 4 workouts. For many of us, beginning an exercise program can be hard, so give yourself credit for making the effort to be physically active.
That was Molly Bray of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.